Good evening. I'm Erin Granger with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Buddy Streeper won the GCI Open North American Championship in Fairbanks Sunday. It was the British Columbia-based Musher's fifth win in the three-day sprint sled dog race, and Streeper's wife Lena placed second. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the Streepers were successful despite barely making it to Fairbanks in time for the start.
Buddy and Lena Streeper are professional sprint mushers, and they have a systematic approach to racing and winning, but they were a little off their game at the start of this year's Open North American Championship.
I finished eighth place the first day.
Buddy Streeper credits that to a major truck breakdown on the drive north last week that stranded he, Lena, and their kids and dogs along a remote stretch of the Alcan.
We were hitchhiking. We hitchhiked on the side of the road, me and my wife and family. And hitchhiked on the Alcan in the middle of nowhere.
Streeper says it took a tractor trailer to haul the dog truck to Fairbanks for repairs, and they've been getting by with a series of loaner trucks.
So four different nights in the last four, our dog slept in a new bed, which isn't a strategical advantage. It wasn't. And the dogs could sense the stress.
Streeper says he and Lena focus in on getting to the start and running the dogs.
It's the keep going mentality. It doesn't matter what happened. What do we have to do now?
Streeper says they tried to stay positive and the dogs got stronger days two and three, culminating a rough week with a satisfying finish.
Each win is special in its own way, but this one here has got a different feeling to it because of the challenges that we overcome to get here.
Becoming a five-time Open North American winner puts Buddy Streeper in elite company with sprint mushing greats. He ties Doc Lombard with five ONAC victories. He still trails George Atlas 8 wins and Egil Ellis's 12, but that could change as the Streepers say they both plan to continue racing the Open North American in future years. Up next for the mushing couple are spring races in Alaska and Canada as soon as their dog truck is fixed. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
The city of Fairbanks lost a downtown landmark over the weekend. A large excavator was used to demolish the Masonic Temple on First Avenue after snow collapsed its roof. According to the city, nobody was inside the building when the roof gave way Saturday afternoon, and no one was hurt. The Masonic Temple dated back to 1906 and was on the National Register of Historic Places, but the structure suffered from poor construction and dry rot. In a video posted Sunday, City Mayor Jim Matherly defended the city's action to take down the damaged portion of the building, describing it as structurally unsound.
It was declared an emergency by the city, so we, and I trust the judgment fully in the employees that work for the city. They said take that part down, which he did.
Matherly says the building's owner decided to demolish the remaining front portion because it was, quote, already falling down. But Matherly noted that historic signage was salvaged.
Had the contractor take the signs down and preserve those signs. So as much as people wanted the front to remain or the pillars, it was unable to do so.
Matherly says the cost of demolition is being covered by the owner, who has insurance. The Masonic Temple building was for sale previously, and the real estate listing describes it as the oldest commercial building in Alaska and, quote, a unique example of the eclectic Renaissance revival style. Its appraised value was just over $250,000. The Tanana Commercial Company Miners and Outfitters originally occupied the building, and the Masons purchased it in 1908. The structure, which underwent numerous renovations over the decades, featured a large ballroom and meeting hall with tin ceilings. President Warren G. Harding gave a speech from the steps of the Masonic Temple during a visit to Alaska in 1923. The city of Fairbanks is increasingly leaning on fire departments outside the city to help with emergency medical calls. City spokeswoman Teal Soden says EMS aid provided by outside departments went from 69 callouts in 2014 to 311 last year.
But with our call volume going up and our manning not going up, they've been kind of having more of a burden on their agencies to cover our calls.
Soden says the Stees, University, and Chena Goldstream fire departments have begun restricting their responses in the city to only the most serious calls. Soden says the EMS calls reflect a wide spectrum of emergencies. It's unclear why the volume has increased, but the city is reassessing how it prioritizes response to reduce the need for mutual aid.
Unfortunately, one of the things that will cause is there may be certain times where residents will experience additional wait times for ambulance calls.
Soden says Mayor Jim Matherly is introducing a resolution at tonight's City Council meeting to accept federal grant money to cover the cost of adding new city firefighter positions. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin Granger.